Lieutenant Colonel Colin Weir has just led his men from the Shropshire Base 1st Battalion Royal Irish Regiment back after almost 7 months in Afghanistan. Maybe you've seen one of the homecoming parades in Market Drayton or in Shrewsbury. Actually, some fabulous pictures on our website if you want to have a look at those. Three of the men under Colin Weir's command were killed on this tour, and of course, his family were left here in Shropshire trying to lead a normal life. Sitting with Colin and his wife Diane at their home near Market Drayton, our reporter Dan Box asked about the true cost of going to Afghanistan.
The hardest part was going to Camp Bastion and putting my men on the up the ramp of a C-17 in a box.
Is that particularly hard because you know them well or because they died under your command?
To be honest, I think it's more the former than the latter. It's more that we're a family regiment, and it's more that you know the impact that this event will have had on colleagues, on families. You know how much it hurts you as an individual. The fact that they were under my command, I give orders, men take action, and sometimes men are wounded or die because of the orders that I've given, but you know, we're all professionals, we're all volunteers. We all wanted to be there. I followed orders just the same as every man under me followed orders. 99% of the time that resulted in success. 1% of the time it resulted in the death or wounding of our people.
You talked about how hard it is when people from the Royal Irish die.
Yeah.
How often do you think about how hard it is on the families of those you kill?
There was a particular Afghan elder, a teacher that we did a lot of work with. And we had a relationship, human being to human being. It wasn't Afghan to British soldier or Afghan to Irishman. It was a relationship between two human beings. And he recognised how much One Royal Irish had put in to the effort to make Nadalee a better place. And he recognised that there were victories, and he recognised that there were failures. And he recognised that some of us were leaving with a degree of sadness. But he said to me, leave all of your sadness in Afghanistan. Collectively, leave all of your sadness in Afghanistan. The fact that we had that conversation meant a lot to me.
You've talked about, and we've talked about, how difficult it is for you while the Royal Irish are away. Was there ever any point when you questioned what they were doing?
No, because if you start thinking like that, you can't.
What has been the cost to your family of you going away?
The obvious cost is time. There are five people in this family. 6 months I've been away, so that's 6 months of relationships with each of them, which is 2 years' worth of relationships. So that's what's been spent in terms of time, and that's a lot. And it's not just the time, it's what has happened in that time. You know, most recently, on the day that we handed over command in Nadalee to 4-5 Commando Royal Marines, James was part of the school play in Hodnett Primary School, and I missed that, and that's tough.
Last thing then. Given what you've just said about the cost to your family, are you proud of what you've done?
I'm proud of my men and what they've achieved. Their resilience, their bravery, their willingness to step out day in, day out into dangerous circumstances, and certainly for the first 4 months of the tour, invariably to step out into a fight with the Taliban. I'm proud of all of our families. I'm grateful for the support that they've had. And I'm very proud of Diane and the boys.
Are you proud of what you've done?
As a wife, I'm proud that I was able to keep it going for 6 months. And I'm very proud of my children because they were very resilient. And we, as a family, are incredibly proud of all the boys, the ones that didn't come home and the ones that did.
Diane Weir, the wife of Lieutenant Colonel Colin Weir, commanding officer of the 1st Battalion, the Royal Irish Regiment. Tomorrow you can hear from one of the frontline soldiers under Colin's command. Does he think we're winning in Afghanistan? Well, that's here on The Breakfast Show on BBC Radio Shropshire with Claire and me tomorrow morning from 6 until 9.